pot of hazelnuts and the flint that's needed to open the lid. You need both to get a nut, but they're separated by a see-through barrier. Vulcan has the rock, but can't reach the nuts. Virgil has the nuts, but knows he can't eat them without a rock. Vulcan quickly offers the tool. He must hope Virgil is smart enough to open the lid and fair enough to cut him in on the spoils. Virgil is struggling. He doesn't have his friend's skill. And Vulcan is getting impatient. The flint is finally through the lid, but can Virgil be trusted to share the nuts? With Vulcan out of reach, it must be tempting to take the lot. Three nuts, a fair share. Vulcan and Virgil have used teamwork to beat the system. But can Capuchins really have a sense of fair play? Ted gives Vulcan a white chip, which can be exchanged for food, in this case, a dried biscuit. An identical token for Virgil, but in return he gets a juicy grape, a far better exchange. Virgil is back for seconds, but this time Vulcan sees him get the grape. He now expects one too. Biscuit? That's not fair. Virgil's back again. Another grape. Vulcan is losing his composure. This injustice is too much. He was happy with biscuit, but that was before Virgil got grapes. Now he'd sooner have nothing than be shortchanged. It's a point of principle. Virgil returns, so Vulcan suspects Ted of readying another grape. It must be in there somewhere. At last, a succulent grape.